Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen. And you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and the brightest, the most talented of Hollywood makeup artists, hairstylists, manicurists, facialists, cosmetic germs, my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Travis Cronin's favorite. Hey, Trav.
You know, I love them all, but a cosmetic germ, someone with a license to wield a needle, that just really gets me going.
Makes your heart beat fast. I get it. It all makes my heart beat fast, though, Trav. And you know, I'm totally like verklempt this week because Con is happening. Con started at the end of last week, the Con Film Festival. And Con to me is always like the height of glamour in the year. Am I right?
There is no more glamorous place. And I don't know if it's because they invite so many fashion people, so many models, if it's the backdrop, but something just brings like those runway couture pieces to life, the hair and the makeup and the sun.
Yes, it's a very close tie for me personally between Oscars and Con, but Con is just like, it's so glamorous. It's so over the top. And also it's the beginning of the generation of excitement of like, who are going to be the really big red carpet stars for the coming year? Because at Con is when the films are introduced. And one of the biggest for the next year is going to be this Martin Scorsese film, Killers of the Flower Moon. Everybody is talking about it. And so, of course, we have one of our favorite Glam Squad pros, one of the best makeup artists in Hollywood, and also one of our dear friends, a repeat guest on the Glam Squad Confidential podcast. We've got Nick Burrows with us today. Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. Hi, Gwen. Hi, Travis.
My God.
Hi, Nick. We love you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, love you back.
We're so happy, and we are beaming you right in direct from Cannes, from France, because you have been looking after Lily, what is her name? Gladstone.
Lily Gladstone.
Stoneberg and Stonehenge, and it is Lily Gladstone who is starring in Killers of the Flower Moon, and she is actually an Indigenous Native American, right?
Yes.
So she is just going to be one of the faces to watch through this next year. But she looked so beautiful on the carpet for the premiere of the film, Nick. I want to hear all about the inspiration for the look, because I know that there was a nod to the Osage history. And it's just so significant. And she also just looked so incredibly beautiful and also so modern and fresh.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is actually my first time working with Lily.
Wow.
And I have been a fan of her, you know, because she's the type of actress that I want to work with. Like, she's really natural. She's talented. And she just seems so cool. If you have a chance, you guys should watch on PBS. There's an episode of American Masters on her.
Oh,
and it's just, you know, so inspiring. And it's just, I just love what she's all about, you know, and she's a natural beauty.
Yeah.
So when I first heard about the movie, I was excited like everyone else, but I didn't know that I was gonna, you know, end up working on her, because I actually, you know, because with my job is funny, because like you can be so busy and doing great things, and then all of a sudden it like the next thing could be canceled and then you would be doing nothing, you know.
Right,
so
right.
Last month was kind of one of those months, like, you know, I have some big jobs like that was canceled and I was kind of bummed, and then my agent called me like, hey, do you want to go to Cannes with Lily Gladstone? And I was like, it's just kind of, you know, like it's just really great when moments like that happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't like trying too hard, because you really can't, like, you know what I mean? Like because I've been doing it long enough and I believe in what meant to be, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great, and it's our first time working together, and I talked to her, and she just like to look natural, like, you know, the key thing is that she want to look like herself, but she's speaking my language, you know, because yeah. I feel like makeup, especially on the red carpet, I like it dramatic, I like it natural, I like it however it is that make the person comfortable and feel like themselves, you know?
Right.
So for this look, she was wearing Valentino Couture.
Yeah.
And it has this beautiful big flower prints on it. And then she paired it with Native American designer earrings by Jamie Okuma, which is really beautiful.
Those earrings were incredible.
Yeah, and they work out so perfectly. And I wanted, you know, because it's a big red carpet, so mm-hmm. we wanted to be glamorous, but we still wanted to feel fresh and natural. And when you say natural, people tend to think nothing or nude tones, but I wanted to play off of the flowers, so the lips, you know, from the dress. So like I was talking to her that, oh, we should make the lips, you know, natural, like flowers petal, you know.
Oh,
like
pretty.
Yeah, so it has a sheer and translucent, like it's actually a bright orange lip balm by Eisenberg.
Oh, gorgeous. I love those.
Yeah, it's really sheer and it's really, really high pigment. So it's such a great way to wear color and it's not lipsticky. So yeah, so like it's delicate without being too sweet, you know, and it just have a pop of color that feel like flower petal to me, you know.
Yeah, that texture of petal.
Yeah,
she has such a great skin tone too. That canvas just seems like a dream to work with. She just sort of comes like just beautifully poreless, and you know, no effort put into it.
Yeah, totally. She has this beautiful fair skin with a little hint of pinks on the cheeks naturally. So the key thing is to really make that come true, you know, on the red carpet. I never wanted to feel heavy, and I want to play off of that beautiful alabaster tone. So prepping is key, really. So the key thing that I started with was this, my new favorite skincare, Le Domaine, is the Fluid Cream, which is really hydrating, but it's lightweight, so it's makeup friendly, you know. Because the thing with Cannes is that it's always hot and sunny, right? So you have to really be careful. But then this time, it was kind of like cloudy for a few days. But I packed this because I know it's going to be versatile for all weather.
Right.
So that's what I prep with. And then also my new favorite eye serum by Biro.
Oh, so pretty.
Yeah, it's truffle eye serum. It's really lightweight. Again, it's really hydrating. So that's go under the eyes. And then for the lip to prep the lips to make sure it's really hydrating. Because Lily actually just came from directly from set, you know, like she's filming right now. So, and then when people are flying and traveling, lips tend to get dry. So I wanted to make sure that it stay hydrating. So the Biro lip mask overnight lip treatment, which is really great. I just leave it on and just let it absorb. And then by the time I'm ready to do the lip, then it's just leave the perfect texture, you know?
Gorgeous.
And also the current body, the skin cryo roller,
uh-huh.
that's that's also really great when people are traveling and then they feel good. It just really lifts, you know, like it's just like deep health, and it's I take extra time with it, and it just wake up the face, wake up all the muscle. And again, when it comes to skincare for red carpet, I usually massage it in, and then I tend to blot it away because you don't want excess. But using the roller is really great because I do it for 5 minutes, unless the hairdresser let me do more. But usually they only give me 5 minutes before they want to start a fight. So so by that time you roll it all in, it absorbs, and it just leaves a nice finish, and then you're not wasting product by blotting away. So if you have extra time, it's really great for red carpet and for real life, because it's not just about the makeup, you know, like, because if people feel tired, it helps you, like, you know, how you feel really radiate, you know.
Oh, don't we know it. And of course, cryo roller, I think when I use that cryo roller, I love it so much because it depuffs mm-hmm. under my eyes, but also mm-hmm. I tend to get that puffiness like at the top of my cheek, you know, like almost mm-hmm. like between your eye and your cheekbone. Yeah. And I feel mm-hmm. like that cryo roller is what depuffs the fastest and easiest.
Yeah. And it's so easy to try. And everybody I use it on love it, and it's the right size, and it's just that extra treat that everybody loves, you know?
I just love so much that, like, Cannes, which is such a high red carpet, mm-hmm. people aren't going overboard with makeup. The skin, mm-hmm. this started during award season, and I'm so happy that it's continuing, that everyone is just looking like a little bit more fresh, like themselves, just a little bit better.
Yeah, totally. Because you can still have drama, but as long as you leave the skin and let it just be fresh and radiant and happy looking, then you can do dramatic eyes, dramatic lips, or you can keep everything natural. You can do whatever you want because you're just radiant, you know, and that's a win, you know?
Totally. Now, did you go with her to the premiere?
No, I had a little bit of a stomach issue.
Oh no. Well, that can happen from traveling too.
It was the seafood. I tell you, like, when I get here, I'm like, I'm going to have all the oysters. I'm going to have all of this. I'm going to have the champagne. And then, you know.
So you didn't get to see Leonardo DiCaprio up close. I kind of want to know what his skin
was. The next day we did the big photo call where everybody was there. Like, you know, all my movies heroes, from Scorsese, Robert De Niro.
Yes.
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio. So I was like, oh my God.
That must have been wild.
It was crazy. Like, everybody was screaming for them, you know. So, and the movie
and a nine minute standing ovation, which I assume was for the earrings, but maybe it was about the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely going to be, like, this is going to be the Oscar contender for 2024. So do you think that you're going to continue working with Lily? Was it like a match made in heaven? Like, sometimes, you know, in your past, when you start working with people, like, mm-hmm. I remember you and Lupita Nyong'o started working together at the Toronto Film Festival that year. And I remember it was just like, it was so exciting, the looks that you created together. So I'm really hoping that this is one of those moments for you, Nick.
Oh, I hope so too, because it's just easy, you know, like, it feels easy. And I just feel like she trusts me, and we have similar aesthetic. So, you know, I hope so, you know, because that would be so fun to do more. After the premiere, we did a few more events too. So just waiting for those pictures to come back. So we got to play a little bit more than just that, you know.
Oh my God, so much fun. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a story on her. Yeah. So have you guys been watching all of the images? Like, have you been seeing all the red carpets at Cannes?
Yeah, I have.
Who have been some of your favorites, you guys? Can I just say that, like, Jennifer Lawrence back in the Zeitgeist and on a red carpet is mm-hmm. making me so happy. I think she looked so incredible in that red dress. And then she's wearing silver, or maybe it was last night, but, like, she looks younger and fresher than before she had kids.
Yeah.
Or the baby.
That's true. That's true. She does. She looks like 19 years old. Like, she looks incredible, especially in that red dress. My favorite was Viola Davis and Valentino.
Definitely.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Can I get that for my wedding? No one else needs to show up in any clothes because Viola Davis just, I mean, really legendary. And Natalie Portman in that Dior dress that was an homage to their, so many of their dresses from years past. Just, so much glamour.
And Kate Blanchett on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has just been looking so over the top fabulous. And also, like, you know, at Cannes, you have all of these models, whatever, like people you see, like Arina Shayk, who we just talked about her in our last episode with Harry Josh. She have been looking incredible. Alessandra Ambrosio, like, it's just eye candy this year, guys. It is eye candy.
Totally. It's so fun. I love what Kate Blanchett always brings. Like, she always strikes the perfect balance between timeless and then always something interesting. Like, it's never boring, you know? It's always, there's always something interesting.
I'm talking about
a sequin pocket.
Yeah. Let's talk about not being boring. How about Helen Mirren with the blue hair?
I love it. And incredible. It's like matches the dress, right?
Totally match the dress.
I need to do that.
I mean, you should totally do that. But
you would, that would be a good thing for you, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into blue right now. So I need to do a head to toe blue look.
And blue lips to go with the blue.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was like high camp, right? Because you think of, you know, we used to call women blue hairs for that, you know, white preserving shampoo. And I think that take on it was like, yes, you know, I'm of a certain age. I have blue hair and I am the most glamorous girl on this red carpet. I mean, high camp, a social commentary, nailed it.
Yeah, amazing.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but Jennifer Lawrence, when she was wearing that red dress, she changed into flip-flops. She was wearing flip-flops for the majority of the appearance. And I just have never felt so seen because, guys, before the pandemic, I would leave my apartment in my 5-inch heels, walk to the subway, up and down subway stairs all day, to and from events, never change my shoes. Then the pandemic happened. I walked around my apartment barefoot for 2 years. And now it's like, I really, really have a hard time wearing heels. So I just love that so much. I felt so, it just felt so relatable.
And especially that Cannes stare, you know, with, and then all, on top of it, they're all wearing like something with a train and high heels going up the stairs. I mean, it's amazing. That's like a superpower. Yeah.
Danger. Have you gone to any fun parties?
I have been a bit since my, mostly like the day, like I just visited like, you know, different brands, lounges and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to rest a few days until my stomach feel better. And then I will be out and about because I brought all my cute outfits and they all need to be seen.
Yes, of course.
That's my motivation. It's like, oh, I'm such a party pooper, but oh, I need this outfit on Instagram. And I don't want to just take a picture in my hotel. So I need to go somewhere.
I mean, listen, Cannes is so gorgeous. It's like, even if you like, you know, get next to the window of your hotel, if you've got to see before, it's like, you got this.
Cannes is also great for networking. It's funny because there's a lot of people that I work with in America that I never get to see. And then I get to see them here. So it's great.
I bet. And Travis, you used to go to Cannes.
I've been there 6 times.
Yeah.
And tell us some of your wildest stories, because your story is when you were at Cannes, it's like, I remember it was sort of similar how you would just luck into these crazy parties.
Yeah, I like just used a fake name and got into the Vanity Fair, you know, party at the Hotel du Cop, and it was doing shots with like Kendall Jenner and Kate Hudson. It was so fun. But my favorite events are always at the top of the Martinez Hotel and that rooftop bar.
Yeah.
They do those like rosé parties, and I will remember I saw Fan Bing Bing wearing like a $40 million Bulgari backless that had like a 50 carat emerald in the middle of it. And Fan Bing Bing was just so, so, so beautiful. And Lupita Nyong'o was there that night too.
Yeah, so we went there the same year.
Yeah, yeah. I think Lupita was in blue that night. She looked amazing too, like a princess. But her and Fan Bing Bing were hanging out at the Martinez Hotel. And those are just like the most intimate, very like canny moments that I love so much.
Uncanny fan moments.
But then that's the show part event, I think, like where like
yeah.
Like yeah. It's amazing. It's so
lots
much
of
fun.
Diamonds. Lots
yeah,
of diamonds.
Lots of diamonds.
Oh, the memories, you guys.
But speaking of Fan Bing Bing, that's also what I love about Cannes because it's so international, you know?
Yes.
And I get to see, even before I started coming here, I was like, oh my God, there's like Aishwarya Rai, you know, Indian mm-hmm. actress in a sari
yeah.
on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Or like you see like Gong Li, you know.
Natasha
like,
Poonawalla, I've seen all
yeah.
over the place.
I love
so
Gong Li.
And Gong Li was there this year. She came, right? Like, I'm so obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I get to work with her.
Oh, that
she's
was
amazing
fun.
And so beautiful.
Yeah.
So is there anybody else who is like your goal who you would just love to get a call?
I really love Angelina Jolie because she's, I mean, beside the fact that she's so beautiful and like, also a badass, you know what I mean? Like, yep. And I really like that she's so active in my part of the world. Like, she's yep. she does a lot in Cambodia, you know, in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's one of us.
Hopefully, Angelina Jolie listens to the Glam Squad Confidential podcast and, you know, she'll call you. Her people will call your people.
Right. And then we can have Cambodian food together, Angelina.
Yes. And Travis and I will be invited to that too, because
yes.
we need to do it. We need to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know that you are extremely busy just running around with all of your suitcases filled with the most fabulous makeup and skincare and devices that Depuff and Brighten and Titan and all the good things. So we will let you go because I know that, you know, it's hard to get around there. There are hills. The car doesn't come on time.
Exactly. Or somebody tried to steal your car.
Right. We're getting to like cocktail hour for you. So you need yeah. to go like find the
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
Stay away from the bouillabaisse.
Yeah.
Exactly. No more bouillabaisse for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nick Burrows and Travis. Of course, you know, I could never chat about any of these things without you because you're the one that brings it all to life. You're the one that goes to these crazy parties and sees the hot chicks up close and can, you know, really tell us what they really look like. And I love that.
Yeah. And make them feel bad about myself, even though they're women and I'm not. I'm like, I need to do better, especially when I'm a fan.
It's always good to get some inspiration. And, you know, if you guys need some inspiration about the right footwear to wear on a red carpet, go to usmagazine.com/stylish and read all about Jennifer Lawrence wearing flip-flops on the red carpet. We've got all the pictures if you haven't seen them. And of course, go to usmagazine.com/stylish all week long for all the best celebrity beauty tips and tricks and to see every look from the Cannes Film Festival. And until next week, you guys, stay gorgeous.